Let's take a bit of time now to get ourselves really settled and grounded in being here. And so you might find it helpful to connect with the breath as a way to just settle both the breath and the body, and of course the mind-heart. Allowing ourselves to fully exhale, making space for a nice full inhale, and feeling that nice slow inhale, nice and big, and then release it. Nice full exhale. So at your own pace, just finding your way into this, everybody's different. Deliberately allowing these nice big breaths, nice full inhale, feeling all those opening sensations, opening into being here, into presence, and all those lovely relaxing and releasing and soothing sensations of the exhale. Perhaps now coupling the inhale with a bit of a sense of uplift through the body so that the torso, the whole body is sitting nice and upright and dignified, gracious. And using the exhale to settle the body, to get more grounded, to feel the effects of gravity at hands, bottom, feet. So an uplift. I'm here. And settling into just now. Here, now. Just now. Just here, through the breath. Doing this all with attitudes of friendliness, of kindness, and opening into goodwill as best we can, and interest. And as it is apparent to you, just gradually letting the awareness settle into the breathing. However you like to experience it, whatever feels really grounding and settling for you. Whether it be nostrils, throat, chest, or belly, or even the sense of the whole body being breathed. just letting all the other experiences come and go around our anchor in the breathing, the body, the thoughts, the sounds, the emotions. Letting them be here, letting them be known, but not hijacking the awareness. Anything really strong for you, hold it in the awareness along with the breath as that nice stabilizing presence. And as you feel ready, engaging in a compassion practice, bringing to mind someone that you have concern for. If it's someone really close in your life, you might want to practice with someone not so close if you feel you might get overwhelmed by emotion. To make a choice there, but picture this being, human, otherwise, aware of whatever struggle, discomfort, suffering they may be having, losses, sorrows. At any point, hand to the heart if it helps you open your heart and or stabilize your awareness, settle you, support yourself. And just noticing how the heart opens to wish them well, to want to extend comfort, relief, to meet their troubles with compassion. And with a sense of the body as a stabilizing presence in the background, along with the breath, also stabilizing, trying on reciting some simple compassion phrases, and letting them be the object of awareness as you hold this one in mind. Working with this as you feel able. May you be held in compassion. May you be held in compassion. May you be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May you be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May you be at ease, at peace. May you have ease and peace. And so working the next few moments with these phrases or ones of your choosing for this one who's concerning for you. May you be held in compassion. May you be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May you be at ease, at peace. When attention wanders, no worries. Just feel in again to body, to breath. Feeling that uplift, release the breath. And connect with your intention to offer phrases of compassion for this one. And then just pause with that and notice where you're at, how it is for you to open in this way. Body, mind, heart. Perhaps as you did the practice, you were aware of some of your own struggles, your own sufferings. Started to open to them a wee bit. And if so, we could offer these same phrases to ourselves. Maybe slipping ourselves in alongside this one that we're concerned about. In our mind's eye, seeing the two together. Some manner or another. Aware of our own struggles, our own losses or sufferings. So as not to get overwhelmed, you might want to just focus on one issue. And also to not get overwhelmed, choose something that's not too intense, 2 or 3 out of 10, unless there is something that's just so demanding, you must open to it. Be skillful, be wise in your selection. May we both be held in compassion. May we both be held in compassion. May we both be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May we both be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May we both have ease, peace. And so, soothing touch at any point, opening to ourselves and the other together with the phrases or ones of your choosing. Being very tender with ourselves. If there's tears, let there be tears. This is the natural opening of the heart. And then pausing with those phrases and checking in again. How's it going? How's the heart? Respecting if it's closing, hearts have to close to open. Respecting if it's open a little, wide open. Whatever it may be, it's all the heart getting its work out. Whatever's happening in the heart will be showing in the body as release or tightness. Just noticing. And take good care of the mind that it doesn't spin. If it feels like it's spinning at all, into all kinds of disasters, then just come back to here. Feel that grounding of the body and the breath. And just rest for the rest of the practice in that, if need be. And as you feel able, letting the awareness expand to others that you have concern about. Maybe they're beings you know, maybe they're beings you don't even know, ones you've perhaps heard about in the news. Always so much suffering on the planet. Perhaps it's the heart opening in compassion for the planet itself. The earth. Again, don't get overwhelmed. Use this to open the heart, expand it, deepen. And again, working with the phrases, may we all be held in compassion. Perhaps even sensing everyone here and those that you know that aren't here today. May we all be held in compassion. May we all be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May we all be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May we all have ease. May all beings live in peace. So, practicing with the phrases or ones of your choosing. staying grounded throughout, body, breath, soothing touch. And then pausing with the phrases over the next few moments. Again, check in with the heart and the body and the mind with care, with interest, letting go of judgment. Feeling body sitting, body breathing, all that unconditional support of this earth, this air, all that we share. And listening to this reading, it comes out of Zen tradition. I don't know who wrote it, unfortunately. And we call it the merciful heart. You may have heard it before. The merciful heart is not a hazy romantic idea. It is a highly practical state of being in response to distant realities, distinct realities that affect every one of us. Without compassion, there can be no meaningful way to address the suffering that is part of human existence on earth. The suffering that's close at hand, the suffering that is distant. Back to the reading. Each one of us is here for only a brief moment in time. None of us escapes that fate. Zen mind understands that our mutual vulnerability is actually our most common strength. If we receive one another as a living part of ourselves, we dissolve the illusion that one person is better than the next. This is the humbling force that naturally produces kindness and respect. Authentic compassion for others automatically includes oneself. We must first accept our own fragility and imperfection, and let this acceptance reveal the depth of our connection to other people. When we see ourselves as one, we bless every living thing.